Hey, you're home? God, you scared me there. No, I thought one of the kids was up. Oh, nothing. I'm just sitting on my phone. I was just waiting for you. I know I could have left, but I don't really want to leave without seeing you first. I missed you, you know. Well, I made some food for you. It's in the kitchen. I'm not gonna tell you what it is, because that would be me ruining the surprise, and I don't wanna do that. But just know that you really, really like it. Yeah, the kids loved it, so hopefully you will as well. But now that I've seen you, I should probably get going. I have a busy night ahead. Nothing's wrong with me. What do you mean? I am smiling. No, come on. If something was wrong, I would tell you. You know, I don't really play games like that. Don't worry about me. I'm sure you're tired and you probably just want to eat and head to bed. So, I will get out of your hair. Oh, do you need me to come tomorrow? What? What do you mean? Well, no, I haven't told the kids anything yet. They don't have to know that I'm dating their father. I'm not exactly sure how they would feel about that. You know, I don't want them to think that I'm replacing their mom. That's just terrible, and I wouldn't do that. So I guess I'm just giving it time before I tell them. And stop asking me if I'm okay. I promise I am. Okay, maybe I shouldn't promise you. How do you know me so well? It's like you read my mind or something. Up until last week, I was just a babysitter to you. At least that's what I thought until you told me otherwise. While you were gone today, someone knocked on the door, and when I opened the door, it was a girl. She wouldn't tell me who she is, but she had red hair, and she was taller than me. She told me to tell you that she came over. No, I mean, it's none of my business. You obviously have friends, right? I mean, she's a friend, isn't she? What? No, I'm not jealous. I'm just giving you the message. That's it. That's not why I'm mad. I'm not even mad. I promise. Just drop it. I should get going. Okay, fine. Maybe I am a little bit angry. I just didn't really want to show it to the kids, but who is she? And why was she so secretive about who she was? Oh, a friend of your wife? Does she? I'm sorry. I had no idea that she also looks after the kids. I guess there's a lot about you that I don't know, or the people that you know. And that was my bad. I just overreact a little bit sometimes because you kind of feel like you're too good to be true. Yeah. What? Sit on the couch with you? Okay. Do you want me to sit on top of you? I'm just kidding. Oh! All right then. Looks like you weren't kidding, were you? You think it's hot when I'm jealous? What's hot about that? Well, I don't like being jealous. That's not who I am. And I trust you. I know that you would tell me anything, right? What's this? Are you getting excited? Yeah. It's not like I can't feel you. Stop. Your kids are literally in the other room. Pervert. Just kidding. I missed you, you know. I was just waiting for you to come and thinking about kissing you. Oh, I'm such a naughty babysitter. Sorry, I couldn't help it. You know, I like to crack jokes sometimes. It was just a joke. Now don't get too excited, because you're not getting anything tonight except the food that I made for you in the kitchen. Oh, you want to taste me instead, do you? Well, I'd love to. Stop. Not here. Are you trying to take my shirt off now? Enough. You can't control yourself, can you? My gosh. Well, I actually can't control myself around you either. You do things to me. I can't lie and say that you touching me doesn't really do things to me either, because it does. But I told you I want to take things slow. No, grinding on me like this isn't going to work. Stop. Seriously. I just want to take my time with you and I guess just sort of see where things go. I think you're incredibly hot and I cannot wait to rip these clothes off of you. But, you know, I'm not really an easy girl, and I will never give you something so fast. So you are gonna have to work for it. No, kisses are not enough. You always steal them from me anyways, whether I want to or not. Yeah, you do. Okay, liar. I get up, you literally smell like sweat. You need a shower. No, I'm not spending the night. It wouldn't be right. I mean, your kids are gonna get suspicious and they're gonna ask questions, and I don't really want to put you in that position, okay? I think it would be better if I just leave. Babe, seriously? How do you think they will react? I hope so. I love them a lot. I mean, they are just like you, but little you, in a way. So when you're not here, sometimes they remind me of you a lot. You taught them really, really well. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? And I really love you. You better.